Good afternoon to all the audio boomers who are listening to this. I hope you're all having a fantastic October Monday. It's a lovely sunny autumn day out there. I had a really pleasant excursion this afternoon because I had to run some errands at the local bank and post office, and I also stopped off at the old sub and pizza shop, as I occasionally do when I'm in that locale. The temperature was just right, and the sun was shining beautifully, so it was really quite an enjoyable excursion. Anyhow, I have something that I'd like to share with you that I wouldn't normally share on Audio Boom, just because it is a public forum. I received the nicest email today, and it really made me feel good. Now, this is not of too personal a nature, so I think it's okay to share it with you. But part of the reason I'm doing that is because there's a really interesting story behind this, and I think it's very telling. It goes a long way to explaining parts of my character, I think. So, the director of music at my church is also the organist, and he's a professor. I think he also has some private students, but mostly he's known for being a university professor. And he is very well known hereabouts and highly renowned. Now, I think partly for that reason, and also because on the few occasions when we did have a chance to speak, I found him rather intimidating. I sort of thought, for the longest time, that he wasn't very approachable. But I've admired him from afar for a number of years now, and in fact, his music is partly what kept me coming back to the church week after week after week. It was partly also that we had a fantastic minister, and I'm very sad that he's gone now. I couldn't say enough great things about that guy. Then, of course, I eventually came to know a number of people at the church. It was kind of difficult initially because I'm a blind person, and it's rather hard for a blind person to make eye contact at coffee hour and to be social and make introductions and that sort of thing. And also, when one has a disability, I think people aren't as forthcoming at first because they're not sure how to act. But eventually, people started coming up to me and talking to me, which was really great. And I got to know a lot of people, many of whom have become real blessings in my life and are immensely supportive. But I never thought this music director would be one of them. I never really knew how to speak to him, and I never knew how to find him to tell him how much I enjoyed his contributions. But then, a couple of weeks ago, I got talking to a friend of mine from the choir, and I said, gee, I wonder if the music director ever takes requests, because you guys did an anthem last year that I absolutely loved, and I wondered if he would ever consider doing it again. And she said, well, you know, you should talk to him about that. And I thought, oh, gee, I'll never find him in all that vast crowd. My church is quite large. I think the congregation is about 300 strong on a good day. But then I came across his email address in a church bulletin just recently, and I thought, gee, you know what? I'm going to bite the bullet and write to this guy. So I steeled myself. That sounds grammatically incorrect, doesn't it? But it's not. It's a different homonym. So I steeled myself, and I wrote a note to him yesterday and gave him my request and also said a few other things. But then I was kicking myself, figuratively speaking, afterward, because I thought all day yesterday and then all day today, oh no, he's going to be ticked off with me because my note was kind of facetious and flippant in style. And I was really worried that he was going to be annoyed with me. But he wasn't. He sent me the nicest response. And I'm going to share it with you guys because it's just so uplifting. But first of all, I'll share with you the note that I wrote to him just so you have some background. The subject line of my note is a congratulatory note and a musical request. Hi there. I really hope you won't think me presumptuous for writing to you. I would have tried to find you after church, but it's rather difficult for me to do so because I never know where people are unless they talk to me first. Smiley face. Anyway, first of all, I want to express to you how much I enjoyed your musical contributions to the service today. All your selections were so appropriate, given that this was Reformation Sunday. I loved all the Bach. I always say, If it ain't baroque, don't fix it, smiley face. I still think Mari should have sung Panis Angelicus in Latin, but I'm just picky, smiley face. I've also got a musical request, if you ever take such things into consideration. Actually, I have two. I absolutely love it when the choir sings psalms as they did today. I adore that Anglican style of psalm chanting. I find it incredibly uplifting. I'm wondering if it could be incorporated into services more often. I also love it when we sing the Gloria Patri for the same reason. Yes, I know, I'm a heretic, but sometimes I think I'm an Anglican at heart. Smiley face. This church really is my spiritual home, though. Also, last year, or possibly the year before, the choir did Howard Goodall's setting of Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. I thought it was truly beautiful, and I wondered if you'd ever consider doing that anthem again. I looked it up on YouTube afterward, and honestly, none of the versions I found were half as good as this church's choirs. I wish I could have recorded it. I also love anything by John Rutter, just in case, you know, you happen to be making notes, smiley face. Anyhow, I've rabbited on at you enough, so I shall cease and desist now. Thank you for everything you do at church. I appreciate it immensely, and I know many other people do as well. The music is part of what keeps me coming back week after week. God bless. Have a wonderful week. Yours in Christ, Shannon. Now here's his response, and I really thought he would be annoyed, but... Hi, Shannon. What a nice note to receive in the mail. I'm sorry that we've never spoken to one another very much. I certainly regret that after the nice things you have said. It seems that you and I were the only ones to remember that it was Reformation Sunday. Generally, I try to make that all Bach. Mari had had another choice, but decided to change that on Thursday. It might have been nicer to have the Franck in Latin. But the English words, not known to him at all, of course, seemed fairly good given the situation. And Kirk, that being the cellist, really helped make the piece come alive. I'd be happy to add more psalms. There are always little digs from people who don't much like the choir at all, so sometimes I try to pull back. But we like seeing them, and knowing that there are more fans out there, I'll try to add more of them in the new year. I'm also happy to put down that Goodall anthem as well. Probably in January. It really is a pretty piece. So, you've caught me at a good time. Not everything is in place for the next term. Thank you so much for your lovely note. A real spirit lifter. So, wasn't that nice? I didn't have to worry at all. I guess I should have known that. But, like I said, I didn't really know what he was like. So, hopefully this is the beginning of a good acquaintanceship.